The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, a review of some of the things you may have seen in the headlines, and with a view toward correcting, possibly, an opinion that you may have made because of the headlines that might be missing some of the actual facts. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Morning, Janet. You know, I was going to start with something about artificial sweeteners, but I think we'll start with this other report that came out regarding Big Pharma, how they're increasing their lobbying efforts towards U.S. lawmakers in order to protect drug price monopolies. I think this is sums up my dislike of politicians in a nutshell. Is they're bought off by special interest groups. The biggest special interest group is us, the consumer.
Right.
But they ignore us.
Right.
You know, you put people in office and then they, get bought off by these special interests and then go ahead and do what they want.
Well, very important for us to get the facts. And unfortunately, because there is a great deal of money at stake, certainly the lobbyists are not necessarily going to be 100% open with the politicians they are connecting with regard to the facts.
So, like so many political action committees, there's a group called Pharma. Well, it's PHRMA. It represents 48 pharmaceutical companies, and they go and lobby Washington, and they convince, you know, our elected officials to do what they want instead of what the people want. Now, I think all what the people want is fairness, you know.
Openness, truth.
Right, that's all, but that is not what's going on. And we have to, you know, we as the public that ultimately pay our elected official salaries just have to be aware of what's going on and take a look at that. They want to weaken the approval process for prescription drugs and medical devices. This way, drugs and devices can get to the market faster.
Okay, now there are some people among the population that would be very, very much supportive of that process, weakening that approval process. Well, the approval process is not very safety-oriented right now. It is very expensive. So theoretically, if they reduce the intensity of that approval process, if they reduce the time span, then there might be a benefit both to the pharmaceutical company because it got its product to the market quicker, but also because of the cost to get a product, a pharmaceutical to the market, that time span was reduced, then theoretically the cost should be reduced. And again, there are some people out there who are thinking that the only way they have to overcome a particular diagnosis is with this newly researched drug. So, you know, people need to see the entire picture. Very important.
But, you know, the whole thing is corrupt. And the reason for that is you would think they're lobbying just to get their drugs approved or their devices approved. They're lobbying insurance companies to okay the payment for a particular drug. So we get to pay higher insurance premiums because of all these efforts by the drug companies. In other words, they've taken away the competition, apparently. The same thing like now, the Supreme Court was just deadlocked on the issue of union dues. You know, the unions support, you know, one political party primarily. If you're of the other political party, now you're being forced to pay union dues that support the other party. Yeah, I don't think that's fair either. I think the fair way to go about it is you figure out what percentage of the budget of a union goes to lobbying politicians, and you deduct that percentage from your dues, and you just pay the dues that are supposedly used to help you as a union member.
Wouldn't that be a very reasonable approach? But when is the last time you saw a reasonable solution to things where people attempted to find middle ground? And your solution, I would say, is middle ground. There isn't an advantage given to either side. And so the person who is of a different political party and might not necessarily want to contribute to the union is enjoying the benefits associated with union membership. So, you know, there's, I think your solution is a very nice one.
And it's
nice work, Dr. Slavin.
I think everybody would agree with that, I would think, but they don't know about it. This is the point of the program, is to shed light on my area of expertise is healthcare, medicine, the areas that I know about. But when I hear about these things, I say that's not right. So, you know, people have to be aware of that. I think if someone were to realize that their union dues are going to support a political candidate they weren't in favor, I think they wouldn't like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So back to artificial sweeteners. Now, we, Jan and I agree you should avoid them.
Very emphatically, you should avoid them. You should avoid using them as individual applications that you use to different foods and drinks. And you should be very, very, very aware of how these artificial sweeteners are included in a wide range of different foods that somebody might think, oh, this protein bar is a good bar. Read the ingredients.
Well, again, think of how you've been tricked into using artificial sweeteners because you think it's a healthy alternative to sugar. Basically, that's the sales pitch.
Well, and zero calories. And it's very, very interesting because so many people think that those artificial sweeteners are going to be beneficial with regard to losing weight because of the zero calorie content.
So the point of this report is to pass along information from the London Cancer Conference in 2012 that acted to downgrade Splenda from its safe category to one of caution. That was in 2012.
That made the headlines, right? So lots of people were able to see that in news reports on television and headlines in their newspapers. Not so much.
And now there's a study published in a peer-reviewed journal, and the Center for Science in the Public Interest is again downgrading Splenda from the caution, use with caution category, to avoid category.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because it's the Center for Science in the Public Interest, and that seems to have, that organization has kind of found itself embroiled in a lot of political tugs of war, so to speak. And so there may be some of a certain political viewpoint that would say, oh, that is anti-business, it has an agenda, and the truth of the matter is you're going to get, as an individual, very high-quality information with regard to making decisions about your health.
So they're not taking it off the market, but people should be aware of some facts so they can make the decision whether they want to continue using Splenda or not.
Okay. Is it going to come with a warning label like the cigarette packs do?
Not yet.
Potentially just as dangerous as the tobacco.
So here was the study they did, and you could decide for yourself if this applies to you or not. The researchers fed Splenda, beginning prenatally and continuing for their entire lifespan. These were in mice. They were fed varying concentrations of the artificial sweetener, 0 parts per million, in other words, the control group, then 500 parts per million, 2,000 parts per million, 8,000, and 16,000.
Do any of them compare with what a typical human consumption level might be?
That I'm not sure.
Okay. Good.
So they found a significant increase in cancerous tumors was seen among male mice, and the risk increased along with the dose. The risk of leukemia in male mice also significantly increased, especially at Splenda doses of 2,000 to 16,000 parts per million. So they go on to say these findings do not support previous data that sucralose is biologically inert. So I wonder who did that study.
I want to know who thought that combining chlorine and sucrose would result in a product that was biologically inert.
Okay, so now you have one study showing it's safe, another study showing the potential risks. So now you need more studies to figure out, is sucralose safe or is it have the potential to cause cancer? So that's the whole point. Now here's the other point. So the question as to whether sucralose is safe or not is really unanswered. You know, there are some studies that show it's not safe. My position is anything that's artificial, you should avoid, especially when it comes to a sweetener. You have very safe alternatives to use.
Here's my anecdotal information with regard to the safety of Splenda. I had a diabetic client come to see me, and when we come back from this break, I will talk about the conversation that I had with this client. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Kurslavin.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
I got it right. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we get or I'm going to say I might get a little distracted during the breaks. Anyhow, I said that just before the break, I was going to talk about a very specific danger, not an inert substance, and I'm talking about the use of Splenda or sucralose in prepared processed foods. I had a client come to me and using three different blood sugar lowering medications, diabetic medications. And even with those medications, the blood sugar tests on a regular basis were over 300. And we discussed diet and everything. And then just as we were about to finish our counseling session, it came into the discussion that every day, 8 packets of Splenda were used in coffee and iced tea. And I said, there's the problem right there. If you stop the Splenda, your blood sugar will come down. And the response was, well, I've been working with a certified diabetes educator, and that educator has told me that Splenda is a very, very reasonable replacement for sugar in my diet. And I said, that may be the information from that diabetes educator. However, my experience has shown that both equal, also aspartame in prepared foods, and Splenda, sucralose in prepared foods, tend to raise people's blood sugar even though they have zero calories. And so I wasn't certain that I had convinced this client of the importance of avoiding Splenda, but the client left, and about a week later the client returned and said that that very day, Splenda was eliminated from their diets, and a week later, the blood sugar had dropped 150 points. And I said, that's just the beginning. Continue to avoid those artificial sweeteners, and very, very gradually, there'll be less and less need for the diabetes drugs. What's very interesting to me, Dr. Slavin, is here's the certified diabetes educator telling diabetic patients on three medications that it is possible to continue using those artificial sweeteners, even with a blood sugar over 300. And so might there be an education shortfall? Might there be an education shortfall that is deliberately put into place by a pharmaceutical company that is selling diabetic medications?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly right. The way that Splenda was is marketed, it says it's made from sugar, therefore it tastes like sugar.
And it's natural. That's what they say.
Yeah, but it's a different. It's actually a foreign molecule they've created, foreign to your body. So they claim, therefore, your body cannot handle it or digest it, and that's why they say zero calories.
Because your body thinks of it like poison and gets rid of it instantly.
So here's the interesting thing. So there are a lot of people who avoid artificial sweeteners, not just Splenda or sucralose, but aspartame and saccharin, but they still consider drinking diet soda to be safer than drinking regular soda.
Oh, my.
So here's the other thing you have to know is that Splenda is found in about 4,500 products. You know, again, made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar. And it's earned a reputation for being somehow safer than other artificial sweeteners like aspartame.
Misleading advertising might have accomplished that.
Which is why PepsiCo removed aspartame from its Diet Pepsi in 2015 and replaced it with Splenda. Right now, Splenda became one of the top-selling artificial sweeteners in the U.S. in a very short time. And Splenda is far from natural, even though it technically does start off as a sugar molecule in the five-step patented process of making sucralose. Three chlorine molecules are added to a sucrose or sugar molecule. So
yes, you're getting your sugar, but you're getting chlorine, and the chlorine hits your liver essentially like a poison. And I'm not going to say like a poison. It is a poison, and your liver is under assault when you're using Splenda or sucralose in prepared foods.
All right, so we have one area of conflict here, that it may cause cancer. At least it did in mice in one study. There are other studies saying it was safe. Now, there's another animal study published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health found that Splenda reduces the amount of beneficial bacteria in the intestines of rats.
Chlorine.
By 50% while also increasing the pH level. It also affected a glycoprotein that may affect the way certain drugs are metabolized in the body.
Because of how it hits your liver.
So at the end of a 12-week treatment period, the number of total anaerobes like Bifidobacter, Lactobacilli, Bacteroides, Clostridia, and total aerobic bacteria were significantly decreased. And the fecal pH was also increased. These changes occurred at Splenda dosages that contain sucralose at a 1.1 to 11 milligram per kilogram dose. The FDA has said the acceptable daily intake for sucralose is 5 milligrams per kilogram. Now, I haven't read the packets on sucralose, so I really can't say. I just know when I look at labels of products, if I see any artificial sweetener, I pass on it because they can be very deceiving on their marketing, or even on the label of the package. They make it look so healthy, and then you see, and then the first thing you look at is the calories. You say, boy, that's pretty good, not high in calories. And then you have to look at, toward the end of all the ingredients, because that's where the artificial sweeteners are there.
Some people are looking, when they're buying a protein bar, they'll look at the protein content, they'll look at the carb, fiber, and sugar content. And when they see that their protein bar has zero sugar, that tends to kind of force the decision. And the truth of the matter is those protein bars are just laden with sucralose because they're very, very, very sweet. And so instead of getting the intended benefit from that particular protein bar, people truly are poisoning their livers.
They're also finding that it has neurological or neurotoxic effects. Something to keep in mind.
And here's
the bad part, too. In municipal water supplies and surface waters in both the U.S. and Europe, they're detecting Splenda. Now, here's what you were alluding to this earlier when you were talking about the diabetic patient using this as an alternative to regular sugar. Despite what the company says about Splenda being inert, researchers have shown that Splenda affects your body's insulin response. When the participants drank a Splenda-sweetened beverage, their insulin levels rose about 20% higher than when they consumed only water to taking a glucose challenge test. So the body is recognizing it, even though it may have zero calories, it's still raising your insulin levels. And after all, that's the reason you don't want to, as a diabetic, you want to avoid any sweetener.
When you're raising your insulin levels artificially in that way, the insulin becomes less able to plug into the receptor sites on the cell and drive glucose out of your blood into the cell. So you are disabling a natural metabolic process that's meant to maintain homeostasis, maintain healthy levels of glucose and healthy levels of insulin.
And not only did it raise the insulin levels, it raised your blood sugar levels too. And that, you know, if you're a diabetic using Splenda as a sweetener, since you're doing finger sticks on yourself, I'm assuming, you could see that. You could check that for yourself. So the sweetener that they're saying is perfectly safe or a better choice than regular sugar may not be such a good choice.
There is a bill pending in the Florida legislature. I think that I might have mentioned it a week or so ago, that would prevent a licensed nutrition counselor, anyone giving nutrition advice, unless they were a certified diabetes educator, they would not be able to talk to clients freely about what options were available for balancing blood sugar. You had to get that information solely from a certified diabetes educator, and the diabetes educator most likely is going to say Splenda and Equal are safe, sucralose and aspartame.
And it's not just diabetics, it's just people overweight wanting to conserve calories. There's still a lot of unanswered questions about this product. So then one might ask the question, then how did it get approved by the FDA to be sold to the public with all the questions about diabetes, questions about cancer, questions about neurotoxicity? What kind of studies are they actually doing? And this is, goes back to our earlier mention about these lobbying groups. They want to fast track these products into the marketplace and
fast
pay
track
off the politicians, and everybody pays a blind eye to it all.
Fast track these products. These products are owned by pharmaceutical companies. They aren't a food, though people perceive them to be a food. It was 30 years ago that it was illegal to bring Splenda into this country because there was the introduction of aspartame as the sweetener of choice. So you were prevented from accessing a potential sweetener with no negative side effects, and introduced into the marketplace was aspartame. So how did that happen?
I think there are other choices to have if you want a sweetener that's safer. Well, I don't know that anything is really safer than sugar.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Organic evaporated cane juice crystals.
I mean, it's only 16 calories per teaspoon, but then if you're having 10 teaspoons, yeah, it adds up. You got to control your sugar intake, but we'll give you a few other alternatives you may want to consider.
160 calories potentially versus 0 calories and the health risks? No choice there. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Talk Radio.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research, We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, keeping in mind that AMT Centers is the sponsor for Natural Doc Radio. And if you're not familiar with what the choices are that AMT Centers offers, a wide range far beyond blood testing at other centers. So you can have very detailed nutrient information that might not necessarily be so easy to come by at other blood draw centers. So advanced medical testing centers offering blood tests at very, very reasonable prices. Advanced medical testing center does indeed accept insurance. So many different options available to you at advanced medical testing centers that you can't find anywhere else. Dr. Slavin?
Well, the other thing you should know is they have the lowest prices anywhere if you had to pay out of pocket for a test. A lot of times you have insurance, but you still have to pay out of pocket because you have such a big deductible now, thanks to...
And so many insurance... companies, let the record show that Dr. Slavin has kind of a grin on his face, okay? And I think it might have to do with politics. Anyhow, the tests would have to be paid for out of pocket in other blood draw centers, not merely because of the high deductible, but that insurances are not necessarily going to be willing to pay for blood tests that are going to give you information about developing disease. Mostly the focus would be on diagnosing a disease.
Well, isn't it interesting to continue that train of thought? readily pay for tests that help the doctor prescribe drugs.
Right.
But to help the doctor keep people healthy sometimes is a problem. But we haven't found that because we found labs that are able to provide those tests and the insurances cover it. And I think they do that by bundling panels together. So in those panels, there may be tests that wouldn't be covered if they were billed individually, but as a bundled panel, they get covered. Now, here's the interesting thing about artificial sweeteners to understand it a little bit. When you consume something sweet, it activates your brain's pleasure pathway, thinking that, okay, there's something sweet and it expects to get calories because that's how you inactivate or deactivate that pathway. When the calories don't arrive, these artificial sweeteners, trick your body, but there's no way to shut off that switch. So you, despite what the industry claims, research over the last 30 years has shown that artificial sweeteners stimulate appetite, increase cravings for carbs, produce a variety of metabolic dysfunctions that promote fat storage and weight gain. All the opposite of what the industry claims they do.
So keeping in mind many of the people that come to see me for nutrition counseling, they may very well have as their top priority, how am I going to control the cravings? The cravings are my downfall. I can't get anything else into my head. I just continuously thinking about my next meal or my next carbohydrate fix. And the truth of the matter is, stay away from the aspartame and the sucralose, and you will, in that change, begin to reduce your cravings.
Well, I guess they've demonized sugar so much that, people are doing this. Now you have choices. You can go to xylitol. Of all the alcohol sugars, that would be considered the safest. However, it's toxic to dogs.
So be very, very careful with the snacks you might give your dog. But the xylitol has an additional benefit. So as a sweetener for chewing gum or a mint, it helps to neutralize bacteria in your mouth. So in addition to having that very pleasing sweet taste, it also is beneficial for oral health.
And then you have the two best natural sugar substitutes, stevia and Lohan.
And the combination, I tell people all the time, the combination of stevia and Lohan is very, very appealing. Many people come back to me after I'm suggesting stevia and say they don't care for the taste. And I say, it is number one, an acquired taste. So I give them different ways of introducing stevia into their daily routine that doesn't shock their taste buds. Then when you are a little more familiar with different taste sensations, one of the recommendations is the combination of stevia and Lohan. It's very pleasing.
Now, I think it was last week or the week before, we were talking about vitamin B12, I recall. It has a lot of uses or roles in the body.
And I think when people are hearing about B12, they go right to energy, that if they want to support energy levels, then B12 is the way to go. And they're categorizing B12 just in that area.
And it's the interesting thing. When they do studies, the end result of the study is always taking a natural approach to something is always better than the alternative approach.
I'm right there with you, Dr. Slavin.
And here alternative has a different meaning than we talk about alternative medicine. Alternative to using something natural never works out as much as they seem. What they've done, just so you understand again, natural things cannot be monopolized by industry or the big corporations. In other words, anybody can use a natural product. So they can't patent it, they can't make tons of money. But when they make something unnatural to compete with something natural, and then they advertise the heck out of it to convince you that it's better than something natural, that's where they make all their money. That's what they've done with Splenda, for example, trying to convince you that it's a better choice than sugar.
How about the FDA going after cannabidiol, CBD oil? Here's a natural substance and very, very beneficial for a wide array of different health challenges and reducing potentially any side effect there isn't a side effect with the use of the CBD oil. And the FDA thinks, this needs to be a drug.
Just speaking of that for a second, President Obama just released, I think it was 16 people that were incarcerated for drug-related crimes. Some of them had life sentences, released them from jail, because his opinion was I guess they didn't deserve to be jailed for those offenses, then change the law. They don't change the law. They just say, we're not going to enforce the law. And I think that is on the road to anarchy then. Something, if you haven't been paying attention, You know, these are the things that I think upset people when there's different ways of enforcing the law. It's arbitrary. It shouldn't be.
So we are very glad we have you, Dr. Slavin, to keep us paying attention.
Well, and that's across the board. If you're paying attention, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, so back to vitamin B12. It's water-soluble. That means it would be very difficult to really overdose on vitamin B12. You would agree with that, right?
Okay, but it's very interesting because sometimes people come to see me and their B12 is higher than the top number in the reference range, and their doctors have told them, stop taking B12, but they feel well, and I tell them, you're very much not at risk.
I wonder why Erica would say that.
Because they don't, and here is how I answered the client that I was speaking to. I don't think the doctors know very much at all about what vitamins have the potential to accumulate in your body and
probably
do damage.
Okay. B12 also plays a role in the production of DNA and RNA and works closely with folate to make red blood cells and also to produce SAMe.
Now, doctor, if someone is using B12, it's very important to balance that B12 intake with a high-quality folate.
Well, here's what doctors were taught, and it's not really applicable today. They were taught, and this is true, this is before we could test, don't give B12 because it'll mask a folate deficiency. Now, in other words, the way you could tell is if someone were anemic, you might correct the anemia by giving B12, but you wouldn't prevent the neurological effects of a folate deficiency. And so don't give B12 because you'll mask a folate deficiency, but these days you can test so you know exactly what's going on. Now, here's the other point. B12 is important for the maintenance of your central nervous system, including the conduction of nerve impulses and producing the myelin sheath, which protects and insulates your nerves. Now, we talked about B12, I think it was in a context of Alzheimer's disease, cognitive decline as people get older, and it could be a B12 issue.
I have seen people with very, very high homocysteine levels who are exhibiting brain fog and some levels of mental dysfunction. And by utilizing B12 and folate, you're able to bring down the homocysteine. That homocysteine level then helps to minimize the brain fog.
I think the importance of checking nutrient levels, and B12 is an example, because if you just wait for the patient to start complaining about something, it's going to be very late in the course. In other words, that patient had a nutrient deficiency, let's say a B12 deficiency, long before they became symptomatic. And those symptoms can be irreversible. And they include nerve damage, for example. But here's the point of this conversation that I'm not sure gets any publicity. I'm going to ask you if you've heard of this, that the diabetes medication metformin has shown to increase the risk of potentially serious vitamin B12 deficiency.
Yes, I have to say that very, very comprehensive blood report. Yes, indeed. Very, very visible. The music means it's time for the Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut or your digestive function is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about artificial sweeteners. We're talking about how those artificial sweeteners can decimate your gut chemistry. So all of the beneficial bacteria that may be supporting good health that are naturally present in your gut may very well be targeted by the artificial sweeteners. And in addition, how so many people really need to be attentive to their B12 and folate levels for a variety of reasons: red blood cell formation, energy, brain function, and so on. Dr. Slavin?
So metformin or glucophage is not just used for diabetes. Some people are recommending it as for its health benefits. Diabetes is believed by many gerontologists to be an example of accelerated or premature aging.
Very, very much the truth. Your cells are damaged when your blood sugar is too high.
Since nearly everyone past middle age suffers from subclinical diabetes, in other words, they're saying insulin resistance to some degree, the person who is stating this recommends metformin
to anybody over 40.
Yeah. They believe metformin has a profound and truly rejuvenating effect on glucose and insulin metabolism. Among other benefits, this results in a reduced rate of pro-aging, cross-linkages, and collagen. And I bring this up only to point out there are probably a lot of people out there taking metformin for this purpose, for its life extension properties.
Okay, so it is saying that it has the potential to reduce body fat. A weight loss approach with metformin. Boy, that's going to get everybody's attention, because I'm going to say 9 out of 10 people coming to talk to me, what's one of the things? It might not be the first thing, but one of the things they want to talk about is a diet for weight loss. Dr. Slavin, what's your opinion of metformin as an anti-aging
approach? Well, I just want to say what they're recommending here, that patients over 40, they're recommending 500 milligrams of metformin 2 to 3 times per day. And this is used also in weight loss programs as well. Now, my position in general is to try and avoid all drugs all the time if you can. If there's a good indication, it should be used as a treatment of last resort. But in the context of our conversation about vitamin B12 deficiencies, if you're using metformin for any purpose, check your vitamin B12 levels because you may not be aware of what it's doing.
It's very interesting because one of the researchers was Ward Dean, and he is talking about biological aging measurement, and he is very, very much at the forefront of research with regard to cellular damage as an a measurement of, let's say, premature aging. So, and very much an individual who is so focused on the importance of B12 levels, the importance of maintaining a really sharp brain chemistry, and has a lot of research with regard to that brain chemistry benefit.
All right, so... So what, a word to the wise or a little knowledge, you know, you can prevent a lot of things. How common is a vitamin B12 deficiency as well? They did a study in the U.S. It was the Framingham study, showed that nearly 40% of the U.S. population may have suboptimal blood levels of vitamin B12, which is a level low enough to experience neurological symptoms. Another 9% were considered deficient with the vitamin, while 16% were near deficient. The point is, you can have B12 deficiencies and have no symptoms. I think that's an important point to realize. That's why you want to check your levels. Most physicians do not routinely test their patients' vitamin B12 levels.
It's true. More and more doctors are doing vitamin D. More and more doctors, I do see B12 levels being tested, but I do not see B12 and folate being tested, which I think is very, very important. You need that proper ratio.
But here's the problem as well. Even if you have your blood B12 level tested, the levels considered normal in the U.S. are probably too low. Anyway,
and that's why I tell people when they are above that top level in the reference range, you're good to go.
Now, the interesting thing, and we see this so often with the thyroid panels, even with vitamin D, the range for vitamin B12 is 200 to 1100. 200 is really way too low. In fact, when you know, the patients that we see routinely are actually above 1100 because they're taking supplements. The people used to determine the range are people who are eating the standard American diet, so they're getting an abnormal representation of what healthy people are like. You can have, you can be in the 200 range, and at that point start experiencing neurological problems.
There are three different forms of B12. There's cyanocobalamin, methylcobalamin, and dibenkazide. And you really do want to be using the methylcobalamin rather than the cyanocobalamin. With regard to folate supplementation, you don't necessarily want to look for folic acid. You want the true folate.
Now, I mentioned the range on the tests in this country are 200 to 1100, but there are some studies actually showing that if you're below 600, you're at risk of a B12 deficiency. And some experts have speculated that the acceptance, and this is in Japan, of higher levels of normal in Japan, and the willingness to treat levels considered normal in the U.S. In other words, so often, and I see this with thyroid, oh, you're in range, you don't need to be treated. And this is with so many tests.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about optimum levels. So in Japan, they have their cutoff is about 500. So they want you to be above 500. So this may explain the low rates of Alzheimer's and dementia in Japan, maybe because they're not allowing B12 levels to go so low.
Okay, so B12 levels are being monitored routinely in Japan?
No, I don't know if they are or not,
okay.
But I'm just saying that's their parameter. Don't go below 500. Now, there are other ways to check B12. The B12 test by itself may not be sufficient to uncover a problem, so you want to look at elevated urinary methylmalonic acid levels, or you could even look at homocysteine.
Homocysteine is one of the levels that I check with regard to need for B12 and folate. Very, very important to understand the ratio of all of these nutrients.
Now, doctors are trained. You know, we do CBCs all the time. They say, well, if you see the red blood cells are big, they say that could be a sign of a B12 deficiency, but that's really late. So, again, there's no substitute to check your levels, and then you can figure out why you're low. It could be from poor digestion. It could be from stress. You know, I mean, it's so many things. And the other point, because we don't have a lot of time, just to say that the use of all B12 may not work to correct the deficiency.
That's it needs to be sublingual. It needs to be an injection. What about the MTHFR genetic anomaly? People need to be checked for that.
Right, regarding folic acid. So, again, it's about transparency in a way. Know what's going on in your body instead of just following the doctor's advice. Well, if you feel good, everything must be okay. By the time you don't feel good, it could be too late.
I don't want to wait till it's too late.
It's so easy to correct these deficiencies before they become real problems.
And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. Remember, if you haven't heard the entire program and you want to hear every bit of what we've had to say, you can go to naturaldocradio.com, and all of our shows are archived on naturaldocradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.